ending, so.
You're not going to get a round of applause.
I was going to thank you for holding your applause.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Left him confused as usual.
Appreciate it. I think we'll go to Matt Wheeler. And Matt, I think you're addressing us as chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee to report on faculty issues, but specifically sort of an update on the work that has been, the effort that's been put through to remove some of the bureaucratic challenges that you described a year or so ago.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, thank you for the board members, President Easter and the chancellors for inviting me to give you an update on a presentation that I gave about 20 months ago. And basically, I have the next slide, please. At that time, as chair of the Senate's conference, I presented a faculty perspective piece where I outlined, you know, some areas of concern for the faculty regarding, you know, research regulation and burdens on the faculty. I shared several slides about some of the issues that were confronting faculty. We talked a little bit about the increase in research activity that has happened over the last several years at the University of Illinois, and at that point it was about $685 million worth of external research being funded on the three campuses. I included some specific campus examples, which I will do today, as well as some National Research Council data regarding research burden and something that they look at for faculty. The good news is the National Research Council has recently issued their latest report. They do that about every 3 years. And the bad news is it hasn't changed very much. About 40% of researchers' time is spent on compliance and reporting activities. So to put that in a better perspective, I have a 30% teaching appointment and a 70% research appointment. So 30% of my research time is now being spent doing compliance activities for my four NIH grants. So I'm spending as much time doing paperwork and compliance activities as I am teaching students. So that's something that I think is important for all of you to know. I have the next slide, please. So the status of March of 2011, basically we talked a little bit about, you know, where these regulatory burdens come from. I highlighted several areas at that time. Some of them are driven by external forces, by federal regulations, such things as differences in agency requirements, NIH, NSF, DOD, DOE. Increased audit pressure on these proposals and programs, federal regulations, safety, certainly a huge issue, biological, chemical, radiation, general lab safety, and export controls. And for those of you that are not familiar with that, that's actually the regulations that prevent an investigator from providing data to an entity outside the United States that would allow them to get some competitive advantage for commerce. Okay, so if I have a colleague in France that says, you know, I understand you're doing some really good stuff, you know, can you share the data with me? And I do that and it results in a product that's sold in France, then I'm in violation of that export control legislation. So something that as faculty members, as academics, we do all the time, which is share our work and share our data, you know, you can get into trouble pretty quickly. There are, at the federal level, it has been recognized that there are increasing burdens on faculty members. As I said, the National Research Council just issued their new report. Congressman Mo Brooks, who's the congressman from Alabama, who's the chair of the House Research and Science Subcommittee, recently asked the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, to review regulatory actions that hinder our nation's research universities. So there is some appreciation at the federal level that this is becoming burdensome. However, some of the challenges are under the university's control, and Chairman Kennedy asked me at the time, you know, what are federal regulations and what are regulations that we actually have some control over? And certainly there are some institutional requirements that provide us some challenges. Such things as pre- and post-award, technology management, hiring practices, technology, or lack thereof. An example of that is, you know, systems to complete forms, online systems.